All right, kids. Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. Hey, in today's show, we have news about the first West Coast Disney Vacation Club member lounge is going open. We have news about how Disney is going to outmaneuver Governor DeSantis and secure its future in Florida. We got headline news, trivia, and so much more on this week's Disney Parks Podcast.
Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times. And get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
We're back. It's Monday fun day. Did you do anything Disney this weekend? Anything interesting?
I unfortunately did not, but oh. I will be at Disney Springs this weekend on Saturday.
Ooh.
For a little while, or oh. for maybe half the day.
Interesting.
I will be there. Yes. Maybe a restaurant I've heard of I might visit. Or two. Or one at least.
Does it have boats there?
I think it does. I think they go in the water too. They look like cars.
That's good. That's good. We went to, of all places, the Dolphin over at the Swan and Dolphin. And something I did not know, but they're now owned by Marriott.
They have been forever.
I totally missed that message.
Last 3 years or more, they've been I believe it's a Bonvoy company, right?
Yeah, yeah. So we went over there because in the Dolphin downstairs across from Blue Zoo, they opened up a new restaurant. It's called Rosa Mexicano.
Yeah, we reported on this last week, right?
Right. So I was like, oh, let's go check it out. So I was like, hey, you know, I think I've been at this restaurant, and I have in Manhattan. They have several locations, and I was at the one in Manhattan, and the food was good. I was like, oh, all right. So we went there with our friends Bob and Tony, and the food was good. It's a fairly big restaurant. They got a nice bar if you want to sit at the bar. I would highly recommend getting reservations. Service was good. You can valet park, and they will validate, so you don't have to pay for parking. One of the best features I love. You know that, James. I don't like parking my own car.
No.
If I could just pull up front.
Put me up at the port of cashier and call it a day.
Yeah. I mean, my idea of a parking a car would be me pulling up front, I'm getting out, and I hit a button, go find a parking spot. That would be my definition of parking. But the technology hasn't gotten that yet. Anyway, yeah, they have a lot of interesting things. I would call it Mexican contemporary food. So it's kind of like a, you know, authentic Mexican, kind of just with a little contemporary flair, you know. But it's really good. We enjoyed it. So I'm going to give it a recommend. Go try it once. If you like Mexican food, you'll like it. If you don't like Mexican food, well, then go across to Blue Zoo and get a steak or some fish. So
or a giant punch bowl.
Yeah, drink. Exactly. Exactly. And they did renovate the lobby of this hotel. They Marriottized it, as I've been calling it. They put a bar. They put a bar in the lobby. You know, kind of the gathering place. You know, every big Marriott's got one in the lobby, which is weird. Anyway.
Or Hilton, or half of them.
Yeah, or all of them.
All of them.
Exactly.
Find, where are you going to find me? The bar.
And the bar in the lobby. Yep. All right. This is the first one, James. What's the first news story? This is like perfect for you.
First one. First West Coast Disney Vacation Club member lounge has... going to open on April 19th at Disneyland Resort. I'm assuming this coincides with the remodeling of the Disneyland Hotel.
I'm not sure.
But I don't think so. So, let's see here. Calling all Disney.
They didn't really say where this is going to be.
Let's just see here. Calling all Disney Vacation Club members, get ready for liftoff. Disney announced that Disney Vacation Club members can enjoy the first ever member lounge at Disneyland Resort in California beginning April 19th. And yeah, it's your usual Disney member lounge. You have the amenities of refreshing and recharging, including dedicated Disney Club member service team and comfortable seating, complimentary Wi-Fi, device charging stations, and complimentary soft drinks.
Yeah, so the space is eligible for all club members and a valid theme park ticket and reservations to Disneyland Park. So apparently it's inside the Disneyland Park.
That's
where they don't say. So if anybody is out there on the West Coast and would love to, you know, tip us in, you know, I'd love to, you know, send some pictures, send some pics, you know, because I did see one picture online. It looked pretty cool. It looked kind of, you know, futuristic, if I have to say. All right, if you don't know.
So it's going to be the second floor of the Tomorrowland Expo.
Oh, there you go.
Center at Disneyland Park. So, yes, it will be in the park.
Cool. Very cool. Hopefully it has some windows where you can look out on the Disneyland Park. That'd be nice. Yeah. If you don't know, Disney is doing some layoffs. They're laying off a lot of people. And the one mention I do want to do is Jeffrey Epstein, who's on the show quite frequently talking about D23 and everything, unfortunately was caught up in this because what happened, the story is Disney eliminated the Metaverse division in its new restructure. And Chapek had created this 15-person team, calling it the Metaverse Division, and they were going to innovate on Disney's storytelling and how they could, you know, make stories better. And this entire 15 people got swept up in this restructure. Actually, the division is said to have held around 50 jobs that handled Metaverse. But I think the storytelling is where Jeffrey got caught up. The mysterious division was created in 2022 by Chapek. After Chapek, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg made waves by announcing a bold new focus on the metaverse while also pivoting his company branding to Meta. Chapek, who tagged the expansion as the next generation storytelling, was committed to the new technology, combining the physical and digital worlds, best explained by Forbes in 2022 as an immersive, experimental online environment with ripe with potential for magic and storytelling. So the dismissal did not include the leader, Mike White, who will stay with the Disney company, is the only beginning of the restructuring. So there's a lot of people. So if you reach out or you see somebody post something, just, you know, give those people a little love because, you know, they're going through some change right now. So
a lot of change.
Yep. Yep. What was next?
Up next, the little pricing menus revealed for breakfast and lunch at Askershook's Royal Banquet Hall.
Ooh.
I believe we just talked about this on our Patreon site. So if you guys would like to hear more about that, please go to the Patreon site and subscribe. And you get, I believe, what is it? Two extra?
Yep, two extra shows.
Two extra shows. So please do.
Yeah.
Pricing at Askershook's now. Well, while we still don't have actual dining reservations open yet, but we know the restaurant will begin welcoming guests for breakfast and lunch on May 14th, 2023. The pricing and menus have now been released. Princess Storybook dining during breakfast will be $53 per adult, ages 10 and up, plus tax and usual gratuity, and $34 per child, ages 3 to 9, plus tax and gratuity. Your breakfast menu is as follows. Breakfast pastries and accompaniments, mixed fruit, potato casserole, bacon, sausage, Norwegian waffles, and scrambled eggs.
Interesting.
I have done the breakfast, but this was way back in the day, and I believe it doesn't look like it's changed, so this is not a buffet. This is family style.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, $53 for breakfast is owie. I mean, all right, you can go to Denny's and get a Grand Slam for, what, $4?
Yeah, you can pay for it later.
Yeah. So.
I mean, you can also wait until the Roundup Barbecue opens and go for $10 less and eat a whole lot.
Yeah, lunch and dinner is $63, which is another alley for adults. So.
And $41 per kid.
Yeah, and $41 per the kiddies. But you are getting princesses, so it is a character meal, so that's why we have that enhanced pricing, you know. So kind of interesting. And liquor is extra, so that liquor is not included.
It's not included? Why?
No.
We can't do that. Sorry, folks.
Hey, annual pass holders, I just want to kind of go over this again. I think we kind of spoke about this on a high level, but starting April 18th, annual pass holders can visit any theme park after 2 p.m. without a park reservation. The only exception will be on Saturdays and Sundays at the Magic Kingdom because it's always busy there. In the announcement, they also noted that blackout dates will continue to apply to different annual pass tiers. Guests can still visit the Magic Kingdom after 2 p.m. on Saturdays and Sundays if you have a park reservation. So if you're going to go there, obviously make your park reservation. Like, go wherever you want in the morning or at 2 o'clock and then make a park reservation. You can hop over there. Some other big news is starting March 20th, Walt Disney World guests purchasing Disney Genie Plus will also receive digital downloads of their PhotoPass ride photos only. PhotoPass of the ride, not on Main Street or anywhere else. So do you think that this is enough to maybe get more pass holders back? I don't know. You know, we'd get more people back. Well, it doesn't matter. You're not selling the pass holder ticket, so what does it matter? Right? If you can't get a pass, you can't get a pass.
No.
Yeah.
You can get a pass. Yeah. But it doesn't get you a whole lot.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It's very limited.
Yes, very. All right, what else we got there?
Right now, we have an additional clarity on Boardwalk Villa's refurbishment timeline.
Yeah.
Disney Vacation Club room availability continues to provide some insight on the refurbishment timeline for Disney Boardwalk Villas. Several months ago, it was revealed that all Boardwalk View rooms at Disney's Boardwalk Villas will be removed from service beginning September 9th, 2023. This removal currently extends all the way to November 23rd, a period of about 6 weeks during which all of the deluxe studios, 1, 2, and 3 bedroom villas are listed as unavailable.
Owie.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Although Disney Vacation Club hasn't provided any clarity on the situation, the working theory is that the crews will be conducting massive exterior work on the resort during this period. Beginning January 1st of 2024, a similar block is occurring on all standard viewing rooms. For all of you, that's the parking lot.
Yeah.
Standard view villas are located along the entrance drive to the west of the Port of Cashier, as well as the southernmost face of the resort overlooking valet parking, or maybe your car.
Yeah.
So you can keep an eye on it.
Yeah, exactly.
Standard rooms are blocked off for the entirety of January and February, and they are poised to make a return starting March 1st of 2024. That is an awful long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So far, there's been no wholesale blocks on the garden or pool view rooms. The garden and pool view category is much larger, with the likelihood that crews could perform exterior work in small sections while leaving many rooms available for guests.
Cool.
So far we have some rooms, but yeah, not all.
Yeah. I think this is taking longer than they expected to, which is weird.
I think so. It looks like they're doing the whole reno with the new pull-down sofa beds fresh new countertops and everything.
Yeah.
Also going through a renovation, looks like, is Boulder Ridge.
Yeah.
Which that was due for a while, but I've heard that the refurbishment is really good.
Yeah.
People are very happy.
Yeah, it's I would call it modern contemporary cabin.
Outdoors.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Hey, last week we had a trivia question, and the question was, what is Andy's dog's name in Toy Story? And the correct answer was Buster. Buster. And the winner is Pam. And as we'd like to say around here, Pam, it's in the mail.
In the mail.
Yep. This week's trivia question is, who says this quote? You ready? Sweet mother of Abraham Lincoln. If you think you know the answer to that question, send the answer to disneyparkspodcast@gmail.com. Sweet mother of Abraham Lincoln. All right. Hey, Disney's having their 100th celebration, right? So they're going to bring some of this to the parks. And we'll kind of give you, guests will be able to see these stories, characters, in existing experiences such as character, canvas, parades, photo opportunities, merchandise, attractions, experience, and so much more. In addition, the Disney Resort Hotels will offer movies under the stars and poolside parties with themed activities. But here is a look at Disney 100 at Walt Disney World with a month-by-month kind of blow. Here we go. April. Disney conservation efforts and the 25th anniversary of Disney's Animal Kingdom will be the focus. Then in May, All Things from a Galaxy Far, Far Away will be featured with an emphasis on Star Wars because it's May the 4th. In June, the delightful Pixar characters will take fun to infinity and beyond. I want to hear more about that, please. In July, Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, and friends will provide swell fun for all. In August, the Disney princesses will, and beloved Frozen characters, take the throne. I don't really know what that means. In September, superhero adventure takes flight. So I had to get the little Marvel in there.
We had to.
Later in the year, the Disney 100 celebration comes to Epcot with a culmination of the Epcot transformation, including a platinum Mickey Mouse sculpture will welcome you to celebrate at Epcot. The Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, opening in late 2023, will allow guests to explore an outdoor trail in a lush environment that tells the story of the cycle of water. Mickey and Minnie will dress in their celebratory platinum outfits at the all-new Celebration Garden, also slated to open in late 2023. Dreamer's Point, that's the sitting statue of Walt, will be showcased. And then a brand new nighttime spectacular scheduled to launch in late 2023 will light up the sky over the World Showcase Lagoon. So we're getting, went right out of my head. We're getting the old Epcot show, the one before Harmonious. We're going to get that back until the new show launches later this year. So that's not too shabby. And what else do we have there, James, about popcorn?
Looks like if you can get a hold of it, but looks like there is an exclusive annual pass holder popcorn bucket availability has been extended. Disney has announced that the annual pass holders hoping to get the exclusive popcorn bucket will now be able to be purchased, to be able to purchase them through May 31st of 2023. That's that. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's gone. Nice shirt.
Yeah. Probably.
Not yet. You got a month. Good luck. But yeah. Now through May, pass holders can get their hands on the pass holder exclusive Mickey Mouse popcorn bucket available while supplies last.
Cool.
You can find them City Hall, Magic Kingdom, Popcorn Cart near Epcot in Epcot Creations Shop,
mm-hmm.
Feeding Grounds, Popcorn Cart, Animal Kingdom,
mm-hmm.
Hollywood Popcorn Cart at Disney Hollywood Studios, and the West Side Cart at Disney Springs, which is directly across from the Marvel store or cool. next to Starbucks.
Yeah. So there you go. If you're a local and you don't have an annual pass, get yours at Disney Springs. All right. All right, here's an interesting story. We should probably have done this as a EMH, but it's how Disney outmaneuvered Governor DeSantis and secured its future in Florida.
Forever.
I just love this story. So in a recent development, it appears that the Walt Disney Company has outmaneuvered Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his attempts to punish them. DeSantis had established the help of his buddies in the Florida legislation to replace the Reedy Creek Improvement District with a new committee. And we noticed at the time Disney just seemingly was just doing nothing. Why aren't they protesting this? Why are they not going to do something? But they were doing stuff. However, the Walt Disney Company was not sitting idly by during the process. Instead, it was working the system as provided for and by the state law meant to protect developers from governmental overreach. Apparently, Disney's got a crack team of lawyers because this is fantastic. It turns out that a few weeks before DeSantis was able to sign the new law, Walt Disney Parks and Resorts entered into a development agreement with the Reedy Creek Improvement District that would grant them the power that DeSantis was trying to take away for at least 30 years and potentially, this is the best part, this agreement is until the last living descendant of King Charles III dies plus 21 years. So if you think, like, so Harry being the younger, so Harry would have to die, and then you have to add 21 years to that, and then that's when this would get revoked. Now, you have to ask yourself, why did they use...
That would extend to the children, too.
Yeah, actually. Probably. Why did they not just pick a number, like 100 years? Why did they...
I know.
Pick this scenario to time box this agreement. I don't know. Maybe somebody's reading a paper in the room and says, oh my God, there's a coronation of the king coming up. Oh yeah, let's use the king. Yeah. Well, let's let him Fantastic. Die first. Yeah, yeah, we'll use him. Development agreements like this are common in multi-phase master plan projects like such as the Villages or... Sunbridge by Tavistock, and they are meant to provide financial certainty to investors whose construction and other related costs might be at risk if governments change. Given that the Walt Disney World Company has real estate development arm, it's unsurprising that they decided upon this option as legally sound response to DeSantis' attempts to punish them for wanting to live up to the company's values and equity, blah, blah, blah. As long as Reedy Creek followed all the proper procedures, and I'm sure DeSantis is going to get a legal team to try and make it Swiss cheese, which it appears they did at the meeting on February 8th, 2023, then Disney has effectively bought itself at least 30 years to execute its plans for the Walt Disney World property without having to worry about outside political influence. This was, after all, the point of the original Reedy Creek Improvement District that was granted to them way back in the 60s. In a meeting heard earlier, members of the new Central Florida Tourism Oversight District, the CFTOD.
Say that a lot.
Yeah. It was revealed that the agreement adopted by Reedy Creek in February of 2023 had stripped them of the power they thought they had. As you might expect, the new board was not happy about the situation. Walt Disney World President Jeff Vail made some statements just 3 days after the agreement in February now makes sense in a different light. It turns out that the new framework referred to Vail's statement was the one passed by Reedy Creek on the 8th and not DeSantis's. As a bonus, a related agreement including restrictive covenants that prevent the CFTOD from using the Disney name or any of its characters without Disney's permission. It remains to be seen how this will happen. So it's Disney 1, DeSantis 0.
Zero.
Listen, I'm going to make my comment. My comment is this. DeSantis and his... He's going to go find a crack team of lawyers that's going to try and poke holes in this or some loophole, backdoor, and, you know, try and pull this out from underneath Disney and Reedy Creek. But I'd also like to hear comments from the fire chief because he was the most excited one about this CFTOD. Is he still excited? Or maybe not.
I'm pretty sure he's asking for the axe back.
Maybe. All right, Mr. James, what's the next one? This used to be, like, you used to bounce back and forth between Boathouse and Edison. Like
I did.
Where's James? Boathouse. Nope, he's at Edison.
Boathouse.
Yeah. Now
it's usually Boathouse and Edison to close out the night. But
Edison
needs to do some reworking. I believe the entertainment has went a little dry.
Yeah.
Non-existent,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
Hopefully we see a old Edison from the beginning in the near future.
Yeah, yeah. Have they changed management at all? Are there new managers in there? Or?
I don't know. From it looks like they might have got a new chef.
Oh, okay.
But according to what has just been recently announced. Mm. According to right now, there are new dishes added to the Edison menu. I believe there's a total of 9 altogether.
Hmm.
The Edison at Disney Springs is a lavish 1920s themed restaurant and bar and entertainment destination has added some new menu items. These items offerings will include a Prohibition chili burger,
ooh,
high voltage chicken sandwich. That one I'm a little shocked and I want to try.
Hmm.
The prodigious pretzel.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never say no. Prohibition chili, which would be now your impossible beef made from plants.
Ooh,
black nice. Beans, pinto beans, onions, and white cheddar. Nice. We also have the Prohibition chili burger, also made out of impossible chili.
Mm.
Roasted portobello mushrooms, grilled like a burger, lettuce, tomato, pickle, and vegan cheese on a Kaiser roll served with fries. Nice. Your high voltage chicken sandwich will be fried chicken breast, sweet and spicy, Korean gauchang sauce, jalapeno lime cream, fresh tomato, and pickles on a Kaiser roll, also with fries. You're going to have next an Edison flat iron steak. Tender marbled certified Angus beef, garlic, herb, salt rub, blistered tomatoes, caramelized onions, and truffled potato wedges.
Nice.
You have a bright lemon deep dish meringue pie. So is your dessert. Graham cracker crust, vanilla meringue, and a blueberry compote.
Yep.
Lights on the dulce de leche cheesecake. Served with whipped cream, crunchy caramel pearls, and a caramel sauce. And last but not least, in the dark, ultimate, right up Tony's alley, chocolate layer cake.
Nice.
Chocolate mousse, crunchy nosh, and salted chocolate sauce.
Cool. We may have to go here and give it a shot. Some of these items sound
already
pretty,
heading that way.
Yeah. All right. Let me know. Let us all know, actually.
Yeah. I'm going to try. We'll see if I can get there.
Yeah. So do you think they'll bring the entertainment? This is supposed to be, it was supposed to be like a speakeasy, was it not?
Yeah, it was a speakeasy design. I guess a lot of people like to call it a speakeasy design with a steampunk twist. Okay. Since you do have all that mechanical workings on the inside. But yes, yeah. it was basically designed to be the old 1920s steampunk. It is actually modeled after the original Edison, which was an abandoned 1920s power plant.
Right.
Which now I don't think really does much of anything anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless it's a bar, and I'm not too sure off the top of my head.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah, I haven't been there in a while either. Probably should go back. And this is who's the management company on this? Is it
this is Delaware North?
Oh, okay. It's not Mario and Enzo and
yes.
Oh, it is.
Okay. No, it's Murray and Enzo's, Morimoto's.
Yeah.
And okay. Via Napoli.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. All right.
Space 220.
Oh, Space 220. Yeah, great. All right, kids. How about a little headline news?
News.
That was weird. Okay. All right. First, annual pass holders can save 30% on select Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser voyages this summer and spring. So is 30% enough to fill it up?
And winter and fall and next summer and next spring.
Yep. I don't know. Speaking of Star Wars, Star Wars was named the most tattooed movie franchise. So out of all the tattoos that are done in, I think it was just the United States, Star Wars is the one thing that everybody wants tapped on them. I don't care. All right. Whatever. Hey, the new Disney ship, what is it? The Global, whatever it is.
The Global Dream. The X-Global Dream.
Yeah, the X-Global Dream is going to Singapore in 2025, and we'll do cruises around the Pacific Rim. So if you're looking to cruise to Singapore or cruise around Singapore, then Disney is the one.
This is where you need to be.
Yep. They also have an agreement with the Singapore government as well. So we'll have to stay tuned and see what that means. There are also company-wide layoffs over at ABC. So ABC is taking a hit. Marvel chairman Ike Perlmutter was also fired. So they got a new chairman, I'm assuming. The Disney union, that's the union of all the cast members, voted to approve their new contract, so they will be getting some raises. I also read that there's going to be a new live-action remake of Disney's The Aristocats.
Please don't end it up being like Cats. Please don't.
I think it's going to be like The Jungle Book. It's all going to be CGI. I mean, how... Unless they can corral some cats to do some funky things.
Might actually be okay then.
Yeah, yeah. Walt Disney World released a slew of hotel discounts for all guests this summer. So if you need a travel agent, please go to DisneyParksPodcast/D2travel. Fill out the form. We'll send that to our travel agents, and they will get in touch with you and help you book your trip based on some of these discounts. Disney Vacation Club likes to give things away to their members, and the newest item is slap bracelets. So if you want a slap bracelet, James, you know where to go. Go hit up your DVC friends.
I'll send Susan.
Okay. Walt Disney World, those gold 50 statues, they are going to stay beyond the 50th anniversary. Those are not going to go away. So if you are still coming and the 50th anniversary is over, you still can see these gold statues scattered throughout the parks. So you can go check that out. Fantasmic is down to one show per night. starting in April. So spring break is over. They don't need two shows. It'll probably get back up during the summer. Magician Mickey returned to Town Square Theater at the Magic Kingdom. We had the 50th anniversary Mickey in his special 50th anniversary costume. Now he's back to Magician Mickey. So if you're looking to get your Mickey, he'll be a magician. Walt Disney World 50th merch is now at clearance. So a lot of the stores are, you know, trying to get rid of it, and it'll probably all wind up in Cast Connection and the outlet stores relatively soon. So if there was something you didn't get that you wanted on the cheap, this is now your chance to purchase.
Hurry up. Item. Run yeah. and go get it. It yeah. won't be long.
Exactly. And the new walkway connecting Disney's Grand Floridian and Disney's Polynesian Village is now open. So literally you can walk from the Poly to the Floridian to the Magic
Kingdom. To the parks.
Yeah.
So, and then over to the Contemporary if yeah, you really
yeah.
want to.
And then, yeah. Then you have to take something.
Then you have to turn around or yeah. take something else.
or learn
don't,
to fly.
Don't walk in the road, kids. Whatever you do, yeah. stay out of the road.
Yeah. Do not try to cross that street. That would be very, very bad for everybody. All right, James. Anything else we want to chit-chat about?
I think we got it.
All right.
If you're cool. out and about, I will be at Disney Springs this Saturday, most likely.
Excellent. And what am I looking for? I don't know what I'm looking for. I have no idea.
We put him in charge of the buttons today, folks. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, well, hey, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming. Yes. If you want, we have two extra shows. You can do that by signing up at our Patreon. One show is called the Extra Magic Hour Show. It's where we kind of just talk about different crazy topics. And the other one is
Disney Plus. We talk about everything Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, Hulu, movies, TVs, whatever we can sneak in there. So go check this out. Check us over at Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and our website, Disney Parks Podcast, all that stuff. So we're everywhere you want to be. And then some. All right, kids. Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the parks.
The parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.